Theatre in Melbourne, Australia, listening to Young Buck and Diddley Live on Live FM. My name is Vader and my co-hosts today are Chaz, Sherry, Shaney and Ashley. Our special guest today is Crystal. Hi, welcome to the show, Crystal. So, what is your favourite thing about being a singer and an actor?
My favourite thing is being able to just be on stage and express myself, and then when I get off stage, obviously all the beautiful smiles and feedback and how I've made someone, you know, feel good about me singing and, yeah.
So how did you feel about releasing your first song?
Oh, it was amazing. I felt really proud of it and I couldn't wait to show it off to all my family and friends.
So what inspired you to start singing and acting?
I definitely would say a lot of my family come from a music background, so watching my uncles and aunties, especially my cousins who play the guitar and sing and perform, called the Bartlett Brothers, they inspired me back home. Watching my mum on stage, going to theatre shows and performances since I was very little, which I thought, yeah, that was a very big inspiration for me because I'd see people on stage and I always thought, yeah, I want to do that.
When did you start singing?
I think I started singing when I was about 7, but like probably 11. And then professionally, I think it was like 17.
What's your favourite part about being a singer?
I think my favourite part about singing is that it makes me feel good, it makes me feel proud, it makes me happy. And I like to hear how everybody enjoys it as well as I did as well, because that makes me feel like I want to continue to keep singing.
What's some advice you would give to people who have just now started singing or acting?
The advice I would definitely say is make sure that you have support, but I think the biggest advice I would give is that you would never turn down an opportunity because you never know what will come out of it. And also perform. If you're performing, make sure that you perform. There might be 3 or 4 people in the room, or there might be 1,000 people in the room, but you should always perform exactly how you would perform if there was only a little bit of people in the room, because you never know who's going to be in that crowd. And you should always just give it your all, because that's what you're doing. You're singing because you love to sing.
Who do you look up to the most if you've got like one of those people?
I look up to my mum and my dad. They're very well known in the community and they really make me proud. My mum's such a like really powerful woman. She does a lot of cultural work within the community. She's not ashamed to talk or to be open to people. My dad, he's the same. He's a very strong black man, and I feel like I look up to them because they make me proud, and I have to make sure that I'm doing them proud as well.
So if there's any younger children watching or listening and they want to become a singer or an actor, what is some advice and tips that you would give them?
Make sure you practice and rehearse. And I think you should definitely perform in front of your family first, because they're the ones that are going to be the most honest with you. And you should also make sure that you just have support of family and friends around you as well. And I think the best thing that I would say for anyone that wants to pursue a career in singing is definitely make sure that you have another job, because singing is very, very hard. It's something that you really have to commit to. So you really have to make sure that you are committed to doing it. And if you're really, truly passionate about it, you should do it because of the love of it, and keep at it and keep working at it. I remember for that COVID time was the perfect time for me to keep practicing and writing music, because I was stuck at home. So if you really love doing singing and you're young and you want to become a singer, I think you should just start while you're young and keep doing it every day, just singing, practicing and writing stuff down, writing lyrics, practicing in the mirror. I remember grabbing a brush, I'd made a microphone with a broomstick and a brush and sticky taped it together, and I was practicing how I would look in the mirror. And yeah, I think it's just always practicing and making sure that you perfect what you want to do and keep doing it and believe in yourself.
Are there any big shows or like movies that you would like to be in?
Big shows? Oh, I mean, I've done a lot of festivals, but I would love to do a festival like overseas. That would be pretty amazing.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Young, Buck and Deadly Live on Live FM, live from Bowery Theatre in Melbourne, Australia. My name is Vader and my co-hosts today are Chaz, Sherry, Shaney and Ashley. And our special guest today is Crystal. How old were you when you became an actor?
Oh, I think professionally, yeah, I would say the time I became an actor was about 5 years ago. Yeah, my very first debut play that I did in a theatre here in Melbourne at the La Mama Theatre was a beautiful play called Nyonk, which was about three generations of a mother, daughter, grandmother, and it was talking about the stolen generations and children being taken away. So it was a very heavy script for me to learn and perform, but the best thing was about that one is I had my mum who performed with me in it. So it was very, very special, and I performed that for every night for about, I think it was a week that we did that show. So that was my first debut theatre play, and I was really happy that I got to share it with my mum.
Do you have any children? If so, how many?
I've got three children. So I've got two sons and one daughter. My son is 17, Sidris, and my son Yajala, he's 15, and my little daughter Khaleesi, who's 17 months old.
Do any of them like to sing?
Yeah, my son, he's a singer and he does acting as well. My 15-year-old, he used to sing when he was younger, but now he doesn't want to. But I can hear him sometimes in his bedroom singing. And then as soon as I say, oh, that sounded good, he's like, I wasn't even singing. So, and I think Khaleesi, my daughter, definitely likes to sing because I always sing to her and I feel like she goes, ah, like that. So she's definitely got the notes.
What did you think about people that, like, discourage you from singing and acting?
What do I think about people?
That discouraged you.
Oh, I just think that's your opinion. Fine, great. Don't listen to my music and don't come to my show.
Out of all your, like, performances, like, singing-wise or acting, what was, like, your favourite?
My favourite singing performance... might be the time we sang at halftime match for football that was in Perth, and that was pretty cool. That was a good experience because I just loved the whole vibe of everyone in the stadium, and the sound was so cool. And I just remember performing at halftime, and it was a pretty cool experience.
Out of all the years you've been doing this, what's your favourite part of it?
My favourite part was the time I learnt a whole set of music, which was the Motown stuff. And so what happened is I got asked to join a group and I'd have to learn all these songs, Motown songs, which I didn't know. And I was so excited that I said, yes, I'll come in. And I had to spend about 6-7 hours learning 25 songs, and I had to fly on a plane the next day. And I remember being on the plane like, oh, my God, I can't believe what have I done. But then after that performance, that was like the best part because I knew I could do it. And then from then on I was like, if I can do that, then I can do something else. That's something big. So that's why I was like, yep, I know from that moment that I said yes to joining a group was like, yep, the best decision I've ever made. So I'm still proud of that moment in my career.
What's your favourite song that you've made, if you have any?
Besides We Sing Until Sunrise, because that was the first one and it's got beautiful Noongar language in it, and I was just so proud of that. I think my other one was probably... Boomerang, which is cool because I always said that I wanted to make a song named Boomerang, and yeah.
Who inspires you to sing and act? Like, do you have an idol?
I don't really have an idol. I think all my mob are idols to me. Like, I'm really lucky that I've got a lot of people in my, like, family that act and sing and dance and do amazing things in the community. So I feel like they're like my idols, because I always, as soon as I feel down on myself or something, I just go look at the amazing things that my mob are doing, and I'm like, yeah, I can be doing them too. Like, they make me proud, and they're like my idols. They've been my idols since growing up. I had one very special idol, my cousin Jason Bartlett, but he died from diabetes, and I remember being in hospital with him, and he said, make sure you continue to keep doing music, because, you know, I know that's what makes you happy and you're really talented. And I remember thinking, yeah. And he was the one that inspired me to pretty much do music. So,
out of any of, like, the songs you might have performed or, met, like, written, have you dedicated any of them to, like, family or friends?
I think some of my songs might be dedicated to some of my boyfriends. But ooh, my ex-boyfriends.
Damn.
Because I really did have a soft spot for Love Sick songs. So I would say some of them were written and dedicated to the exes. But other than that, I would probably say most of my songs that I've written are dedicated to all my mob. Like, that's there for my nieces and nephews and all my mob to say, oh, wow, look what my auntie or my cousin or my daughter or, you know, I think that's what I'm proud of.
How was it like growing up as a black singer? Did you ever get hated on by anyone?
Not really. I didn't get hated on. No, I think I was very lucky to have been in a very supportive community. And so wherever I performed, those spaces were very safe for me. And if I wasn't performing at an event where there was like, you know, non-Indigenous people there, I was even more inspired to perform, because I wanted to showcase my music and who I am and how proud I am to be a black woman being in this space. So, yeah.
That's all the time I've got today. Thank you, Crystal. It's been a great pleasure talking to you live from Bowery Theatre in Melbourne, Australia. You've been listening to Young, Black and Deadly live on FM. My name's Vader, and my co-host today was Chaz, Sherry, Shani and Ashley. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you found this information useful. See you next time. Have a great day.
Thank you.